So good evening everyone, this is The Candid Show brought to you by your host Krishna and we have got Shiram here as our co-host today. So it's been a very long time we have done the episode. So we were having our internal examinations so that we couldn't continue for a bit of a long period of time. So in this episode we are going to discuss about the A to Z details about podcasting. So like why one should start doing podcasting, why one content creator should start doing podcasting, or like why don't people kind of listen to podcasts much. So why are they hesitating to start podcasting as their content. So like we are going to discuss everything in this episode. So podcasting, if you take podcasting, it is completely based on the audio which you create. So like you have to convey your content to the audience without kind of giving a visual content to them. So like we are uploading our episodes on YouTube, but we didn't actually kind of start coming into the video kind of format. So the main goal or like the main thing about podcasting is that conveying your content to the audience without giving them any visual content. So like you have to make them engaging from start to end of the podcast, what you are going to say, and what are the important points that they must know at the end of the podcast. So Shiram, what do you think about podcasting? So like why don't you think that most of the people kind of don't listen to podcast?
Yeah, Krishna, I think as you told, it is actually not very famous in India. And in fact, I think even if I talk globally in a scale that people actually don't even know what it means. And that is pretty sad, because I think podcasting is like this industry, this untapped kind of an industry where I think this could become really, really big in the future. Because I think, and the reason why this is not very famous, or the reason why people don't want to give a chance to podcast listeners or people who are listening to podcasts, because I think people are so used to continuously getting entertainment or content in the form of visuals. So I think any kind of visual kind of content which they see online is what catches their attention, or what really pulls them towards that. So I think that is one of the biggest reasons why people don't want to give podcasting an opportunity, or want to listen to podcast also, because again, listening kind of requires a lot of concentration. Because when you listen to something, you have to pay a lot of focus to it to understand what the other person is saying. So the same thing applies here as well. So if there is visual form of content, people don't pay much attention to it. They just watch and they just listen and they just go away. So that is very easy for them. So nobody wants to actually listen to another person. So this is why our attention span also kind of reduces. And that is why this generation has very less kind of an attention span, because since we have so many distractions around us, we literally cannot focus on anything for more than 5 or 10 minutes. And that is why I urge, or at least I encourage a lot of people to start listening podcasts. It might be for any news. You do not need to listen to entertainment or educational content for that instance. You could literally listen to anything, because there are a lot of podcasts right now. Some people tell stories, some people give updates about the current news, some people talk about investing, stock market, and some people tell stories. There are a lot of review podcasts. There is just so many avenues from which you could actually gain information or content via listening. And I think this is why people should start listening, or people who are very new to this should start listening to podcasts, because this greatly improves confidence. And this is coming from someone who's been listening to it podcast for about 2 to 3 years, because I've been constantly listening to it. I usually listen to Joe Rogan most of the time, because the content is both enjoyable and funny, and it's actually a very good time passing opportunity, because you could do some work in your background and you still could listen to podcasts and still gain the gist of what the other person is saying. So I think this is what is the basic idea of why podcasting is not becoming very famous in India or even globally for that instance. Because if you think about it, in US podcasting is a little bit famous, or a lot of podcasts are primarily originating from US. But right now we have a lot of these new up and coming Gen Z's who are starting to get interested into podcasting, who are starting to slowly make their mark into the podcasting industry. So I think this is a very, very big industry, and this is definitely bound to blow up in the next 5 to 10 years, I think. Yeah, that is my guess. Yeah.
So yeah, as you told that, as you told, the podcasting doesn't get much view, or like most of the people doesn't sit and listen to the podcast because of lack of interest or like lack of patience. So as you told, concentration, patience are very important while you kind of sit and listen to a podcast. So like as you told, there are n number of podcasts you can listen to, any kind of review or any kind of story or any kind of an update kind of podcast. So like you can have plenty of podcasts which can you can listen to. And the next topic I'm going to talk about is about content creators, why they don't actually kind of jump into podcasting. So like we can see that nowadays in our current trend, we can see many of the content creators say that I am a YouTuber. So like most of them are driven towards the visual content, that is YouTube. So but you can't actually see anyone kind of rising and saying that I am a podcaster. So like mainly in India and on many countries, because yeah, this is the very main reason that most of us don't have the patience to sit and listen to it. And speaking about the content creators, why they don't jump into podcasting is about many of the content creators have jumped into podcasting job. So like, but because they don't get views or like they don't kind of get any kind of a feedback regularly, also is a very main reason why they quit doing podcasting. So at the beginning, they can think that we have plenty of content, we can talk about n number of topics. So at the beginning of the stage, they will be very excited to do podcasting. But in the long run, they will realize that they are running short of contents. So this is also a very big reason. The lack of content or like the lack of preparation for good content is also a reason for the content creators not coming to podcasting job. So the other very important part, or the most important thing that personally influenced me, is about developing your English skills. So like podcasting is not bound to any language, it can be in any language. So but mainly English language is very important, and like you can actually develop your English conversation and your vocabulary by doing podcasting. So like at the starting the stage also, if you notice my part of the podcast at the beginning of our show also, you can notice that I was very lagging in all the vocabulary and fluency in my English. So like going on doing multiple set of episodes, I kind of gained a confidence, and I knew that I am very good at English, and I'm developing day by day in vocabulary at the same time. So that is also a very important aspect of doing podcasting.
Yeah, true, Krishna. I think as you told, I think the biggest kind of advantage, or I think the biggest upside to doing any kind of an auditory content or podcasting in general, is that you tend to talk a lot about something when you're talking about it in a podcast. Because for instance, if you talk about any kind of topic with your friends, you just casually discuss about it, you just have a very casual discussion, you don't go too deep into the details, you just discuss about something and you just move to the next topic. So when you're on a podcast, for instance, you tend to kind of do a bit of research on the topic, because again, you just can't come sit here and talk randomly, right? Because even if we were to do the same thing right now, probably half of you would not listen to it, probably none of you would listen to it, because as I previously told you, people have very less concentration span, and we have to keep you hooked to the machine on which you're listening, for example. So I have to constantly keep talking something which makes sense to the audience, or which is constantly an information which you don't know about. So that is why podcasting again is very, very difficult, because in auditory or in some video type of kind of a content, you basically display something on the video, and if you are a very person who is very expressive, it's going to be very easy for you to create content in terms of the video. But again, if it is audio, you don't have anything to add to it. It's just your voice, it's just your knowledge, it's just your expertise talking through. So again, that is why it is very, very difficult, and that is why people don't, that is why YouTubers who are very big in this industry also don't migrate to podcasting, because it is actually pretty, pretty difficult. Because for the person listening, or to people who are listening to us, who've been listening to us at least from the start, would have been able to notice that we've had significantly good amount of progress in our English, and even in our way we communicate, or in the way we kind of express our thoughts or articulate our thoughts also. Because in the very first episode also, we were just we just randomly took content off the internet. We used to randomly come here, randomly spew something, and we didn't in the sense that we did not know how to do it. That's the correct kind of way to describe it. But now, as we slowly started doing every subsequent consecutive episode, we started getting the hang of it. So again, I think this is kind of all of the reasons why it is, podcasting is very, very difficult, and why people generally hesitate to come into podcast. So again, one of the biggest upsides is the fact that you tend to be much more articulate about things. You tend to have a much more broader perspective on things, and this is all of the reason, and this is all because you speak, and this is entirely because of the fact that you are very articulate about the topic. So yeah, that is kind of like the advantage slash the upside to doing podcast, and also the disadvantages and difficulties to do a podcast. Yeah,
so yeah, as you told that podcasting is a very challenging industry, but it is at the same time it is very interesting too, and depending on your skills and your content preparation. So the next thing I want to say is about podcasting. If you go and ask any kind of a person, or like any kind of a person in the you kind of go and ask them what is meant by podcasting, or like, I am doing podcasting, can you listen to it? So like, most of the people answered me that what is meant by podcasting, I don't know such a word exists. So like, that is the main thing that most of the people said. So like, that was kind of a little bit sad that most of the people don't know what is meant by podcasting. So that is the level of the current potential the podcasting has, and in the future I can see that there is a very, very, very bright future for all the content creators in podcasting industry, and I hope that many of the content creators kind of jump into podcasting do their contents via podcasting. So like, podcasting, speaking about it, there is no age limit. Like you would have thought that this is something done by 20 or 30 or 40 years old guys, so like old people. So there is no age limit completely, as you can know that any kind of people, so like depending on any kind of their age, so like may it be above 60 or 70 or anything. So if they have something to convey to mass media of people, so like they can come to podcasting and share their experience of their life, or like whatever they know, or their knowledge, and etc. So podcasting is a very big industry, and I can see that it has a very bright future in the upcoming days.
I think, as you told Krishna, the future of podcasting is something which is going to be really interesting to watch out for, going to be very interesting to witness, because I can clearly see podcasting becoming something very big in the future. Because again, I think as we move more and more into the future, people are going to have less and less time to obtain information, because again, probably newspapers will probably disappear in the next decade or so, and we already obtain most of the news articles from either Twitter or from the online e-pages where we read our newspapers, etc., etc. So as you can clearly see, people clearly have less and less time as we progress more and more into the future. So these forms of podcasting, or these forms of content, or these will be the only forms of medium from which you can actually get information. I think it will come down to that point where people solely listen to podcasting to obtain any kind of information, and this is going to be a very big industry in the future, and that is just our opinion in this matter. So so I think that will be the end of today's episode, guys. So if you have any other comments or opinions regarding this, you could drop in the YouTube comment section down below. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, and make sure you listen to us on Spotify also, and follow us on Spotify, and make sure you share this to your friends also. So that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.